Yes, thank you so much. That's right. It's time for some good stuff in your day. It's Kim and Mike Burge is your host.
Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check out the good stuff to do in Cherry County, Nebraska. Go to visitvalentine.org. Check out 50 things to do, whether it's home of the Nebraska Star Party in midsummer, or maybe the river races in the first part of June. Or check out the Niobrara River, the first Northern Hemisphere Quiet Trails International designation. Yep, that and a lot more at visitvalentine.org.
And of course, don't forget about Tri-State Livestock News. They are what ranchers read. And you know why? Because they are a reliable source of all things ag related. They have information on grains, forages, sheep, hogs, cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events. And of course, they cover rodeo and all kinds of events. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. Go to TSLN.com today.
Do you ever wonder what some of the favorite fall foods are? Pumpkins is up there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because of pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie and sweet potatoes.
Yeah,
all of these things kind of make me want to push it on to get to Thanksgiving.
I know it. They're all Thanksgiving favorites.
Yep. Apples, Brussels sprouts, not so much for me. Cranberries.
Yep.
Butternut squash, mushrooms, cinnamon and nutmeg.
Chestnuts. Just thinking of smelling them. So
pears,
fragrant.
Ginger, any kind of a nut. Hot teas, those are all kind of some of the things that you find in the fall that people like to include in their diet. So I just thought that was kind of interesting to think about some of that. What do you have to share with us today?
Well, it seems like we should be talking a little bit about our upcoming event.
Well, Halloween is tomorrow,
right? That's right. Yes, indeed.
What do you got for us?
Well, I don't have a lot, but I do have just a couple more horror stories, just because I like to throw those out every once in a while. So I'll throw a couple out today. My twin and I have always been really close, and people say we're joined at the hip. As the cancer spread, I really wish we didn't share the same vital organs.
Oh.
That's almost more sad than like a horror
story. It is
sad. Yeah, exactly. I used to hate the sound of crickets outside the lonely farmhouse. Now, every time they go silent, I know that thing is passing by, and I pray for them to chirp again. A little spooky there. And I decided to kill off a few characters in the book I'm writing. It should definitely spice up this autobiography a little.
Oh, gee. That could get you into trouble.
Oh, man. And let's do one more. The last thing I saw was my alarm clock flashing 12:07 before she pushed her long, rotting nails through my chest, her other hand muffling my screams. I sat bolt upright, relieved it was only a dream. But as I saw my alarm clock read 12:06, I heard my closet door creak open.
Ro-ro. Here's a little story. This is kind of a fun sharing about a memory of Halloween. When my siblings and I were roughly 4, 6, and 8, we decided we were brave enough to go up to the spooky house in our neighborhood. I'm talking fog machines, spooky music, and demonic statues. As we were getting candy from the homeowner, Darth Maul, I have to know a Star Wars thing on that, appeared from the backyard gate, lightsaber in hand, slowly sauntering towards us. It was chaos. I tried diving into the house. My sister took off down the driveway screaming and tripped, and I don't even know where my brother went. The homeowner, also Darth Maul's mother, made him take off the mask and apologize while giving us extra candy. So we laugh about that all the time. Here's another one. Halloween 1991 was absolutely insane for me. It snowed near a foot. And of course, we still went to school because it was the 90s. I was so sad that I didn't get to show off my Laura Ingalls Wilder costume to everyone at our school's annual parade since it was too cruddy to go outside. Later, when it was evening, my sister, cousin, and I made trick-or-treating rounds in my neighborhood. We had to wear heavy coats and snow boots because the snow was so deep. Every house we hit gave us a whole load of candy since nobody else was crazy enough to go out in the snow. I'll never forget that Halloween for sure.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, you know what we need?
What?
We need some Halloween music. What are the best songs for Halloween?
I don't know.
There's Abracadabra by the Steve Miller Band.
Okay.
That's one. And we have Disturbia by Rihanna.
Okay.
A little more modern there, bringing it up a little bit. Superstition by Stevie Wonder. That's number three. Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell.
Oh, I would vote for Monster Mash. But
well, I'm checking to see how deep we have to go. Heads Will Roll by Yeah Yeah Yeahs is number five. And wrapping it up at number six, we hit it. Monster Mash by Bobby Pickett.
And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.